Most Americans who were born after the 1950s know about polio because of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's experience with it. But 50 or 60 years ago, polio was a killer. Just ask Pat Kuhl of Menasha. The 74-year-old great-grandmother caught polio back in 1955. She says 1955 was a roasting summer, but in the dog days of June and July, she suddenly began shivering uncontrollably. Kuhl says she knew something was truly wrong one day when her mother came to her house to have tea.
And I said, I can't even lift the teacup. What am I going to do? Oh, God.
Kuhl's mother sent her back to bed and called the doctor, who arranged for a spinal tap at Theda Clark Hospital. The test came back positive. Pat Kuhl had polio. The debilitating disease was bad enough, but 48 years ago, Kuhl was also pregnant, with two other young children to care for. Still, polio is a communicable disease, and Kuhl's family would have to fend for themselves while she was put into isolation at the hospital.
When they say isolation, that is what it is. And the only ones you see were the nurses, bless their souls, who came in to take care of all of us, the doctors who came in.
Eventually, Theda Clark turned a whole wing of the hospital into an isolation ward. In 1955, Outagamie County had the highest incidence of polio nationwide. 247 people were diagnosed there that year. Just to the south, in Winnebago County, there were 116 cases. In all, 14 people died. Kuhl is sharing her story with a group of students from UW-Oshkosh. They're collecting oral histories from people who had polio and from the doctors and nurses who cared for them. UW-Oshkosh history professor Stephen Kircher is leading the project. He's intrigued by the fact that it wasn't just the patients in the isolation ward who were isolated. That year, the whole community lived in fear of their own neighbors who might or might not carry polio.
The part of the story that hasn't been told at the local level is the way that fear was associated with polio. And the way that the interesting thing here is your story of how polio further isolated Americans. This was the height of the Red Scare in the United States.
Oh, yes. And McCarthy is a cousin of mine.
Oh, is that right?
Distant, but a cousin, yes.
Kuhl can laugh a little about it now, but in 1955, people in the Fox Valley would skip church and coffee clutches for fear of getting polio. She says newspaper and radio reports told people to keep to themselves.
I don't think that a newscast would go by and people would say, don't go out. Don't take your children to the parks.
Back then, Kuhl told the students, people were more inclined to follow directions than they are now. Student Tom Pistol is part of the polio project. He's working on a documentary of the outbreak.
Has anyone ever hypothesized how the polio was spread?
I don't know, because with my close contact with my family, the little babysitter, my parents, the nieces who came over to sit, none of them were affected.
In the 1950s, Appleton, Nina, and Menasha drew drinking water from the Fox River. Oshkosh got water elsewhere, and there were a lot fewer cases of polio there. Professor Kircher says the students are working on a theory that sewage could have gotten into Outagamie County's water supply.
Or it could have been an ineffective use of water treatment and sewage treatment. That's one question that we hope to answer.
Kircher and his students will mine documents at city offices in the valley to find out what kind of water treatment was used in the 1950s. Polio survivor Pat Kuhl says at the time, no one really questioned why the outbreak was so bad. She says it was just one of those things. Even now, she feels the lingering effects of polio. She can't walk too far without getting short of breath. Kuhl spent nearly a month in the hospital, 2 weeks in the isolation ward. One of her most enduring memories is of the children who were also isolated and couldn't see their parents.
And you'd hear them cry. And I would call to them, and the mother instinct taking over. And I'd sing songs to them and tell them stories.
Children and pregnant women are especially susceptible to polio. A few months after she got out of the polio ward, Kuhl went back to the hospital to deliver a healthy baby girl. The 1955 polio outbreak has receded into history. The very next year, the Salk vaccine was introduced and led to the virtual eradication of the disease in this country. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.